Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I'd like to play this fun little game that has absolutely exploded here in Denver. It's a lot of fun. Fast Five. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. I'll get you in the studios. We'll get you on the air, get to know you a little bit, and then I'll toss a category at you and start a 10-second timer. And when that 10-second timer starts, you got to give me five things that have to do with that category. You think you can pull it off? 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1-16 to the 49. Call right now, especially if you've never played before. Katie, give us some examples.
Okay, because you ask all kinds of stuff, like five parts of a snowboard. Quick, name them. Or five things that are shaped like a rhombus. Yesterday, the one that won it, Aaron, who could name five drinks that started with an oh, no problem. Big winner for yesterday.
There you go. You never know what you're going to get. Categories are kind of all over the board, but that's the charming part about
this
game.
Yeah, we don't know what you know, right?
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know you.
You don't know me, homie.
But we want to get to know you. Call us, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. And looking for those newbies, of course, today, people that have never played before. Now, the prize is epic this week, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. I mean, Alicia Keys, so she has a Broadway show called Hell's Kitchen, and it has all of her music in it. It's about a 17-year-old girl named Allie. Really, really neat. And so you're going to score some tickets to check it out at the Denver Center for Performing Arts, and you can get your tickets online, denvercenter.org. Get them now. Win them with Fast Five.
There
good luck.
You go. Y'all are doing that thing where you're calling and hanging up. Stop it. That means you, when you get placed on hold, you're on hold. You'll hear the radio station in your phone. Just hang tight. Producer Josh is in the next room working through all these calls. So if he puts you on hold, don't hang up. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. And Diana made it through. Hi, Diana. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. What are you doing today?
Just going to work. I'm a dog groomer. And then after that, we just got soccer practice with the kids.
I'll tell you what, we've talked to dog groomers in the past. Y'all are making some pretty good bank doing that, aren't you?
We are. Honestly, yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's something that takes a lot of time and attention to detail.
Yeah, but it's not difficult.
You don't know. You've never tried to shave
a
poodle.
Oh, I've had dogs.
Come on.
You don't know what I did in college. So, what do you charge, like, per dog?
I think, like, the average for a small dog is, like, 86 right now.
Yeah, but then your bigger dogs are way more, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the biggest one I've had was, like, maybe, like, 250.
Okay.
Damn. So, if you do, like, five of those a day, you're doing all right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but it's really good. I mean, but, you know, my carpal tunnel says otherwise as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, wear a wrist guard or something, I guess. I don't know.
Well, it's still going to affect
it. It will.
Yeah. Well, it takes about an hour to groom each dog, too, right?
I mean, it takes maybe like 2 hours, yeah.
2 hours,
no,
okay.
No, I could get that done in half an hour.
No,
tops.
You're gonna have an uneven poodle there.
Do you put the little bandana on them and everything when you're done?
Yeah, we do like the bows. We even put nail polish. We're extra.
Yes, the bougie. Love that.
That's ridiculous. All right, are you ready to play, Diana?
Yes, I'm ready.
Do you always smell like wet dog?
Oh, yeah.
I figured.
Just used to it.
All right, well, let's see. If you were listening yesterday, I'm going to do a repeat. I will say in 10 seconds, give me five things in pop culture. It can be anything, TV, radio, movies, music. Five things with the word rainbow in it. Go.
Oh, five things. Okay.
Yep. Come on. No Googling.
Oh, my God. Okay. I can't
that was really
any.
Bad. Time's already up.
Yeah, time.
I know.
Up.
I was so bad.
Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Have you ever heard that song?
I know. Rainbow Bright.
Yes, I did. I think I did.
Reading Rainbow. Okay. Well, we'll hold on to that one. Maybe I'll do it again tomorrow.
I'll hold on to it. Yeah.
Hey, listen. It was really nice talking to you and learning all about your business. You're a sweetheart. Thank you for calling.
Hey, thank you. Have a good day.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, Diana.
I think she goes home and drags her butt across the carpet.
No, she doesn't.
Like a no.
Jeremy.
Hi, Kelly.
Hello.
Oh, hi. Are you in a bathroom or something?
All right, let me speaker.
Yeah,
hi.
That's
there
better.
We
hi,
go.
There's Kelly.
Hi.
Now we can hear you.
I wasn't expecting to get on this quick.
Yeah, you're second. What are you doing today?
Nice. Working.
What do you do?
I watch children.
Oh, would you rather be a dog groomer?
No.
Okay.
At least the children can talk, right?
I like the children. Yeah. Yes. I'm the bad bunny from like a week ago.
I don't even know what that means. No. But congratulations.
I was the bunny that cussed on the radio.
Oh, yeah. We didn't let you play for very long because you cussed. Don't cuss today.
I'm hoping it works this time. I work
with children.
I remember we were so shocked. The Easter Bunny.
Okay, yeah. So for everybody that wasn't listening, Kelly dresses up as the Easter Bunny.
Oh.
And then she was on the air with us, and she dropped an F-bomb or something, so we had to dump her and move on.
It was the S-bomb. Okay. I don't say the F-bomb.
Don't do it again.
I promise I won't.
And we laughed because she dresses up as the Easter Bunny for Easter, and now we found out you work with children, and you have a filthy, filthy mouth.
No, just a little bit.
Just a little. Exactly.
Filthy mouth. All right, let's do some Fast Five with you before you say something you regret, all right?
Okay, I'll promise.
Katie, you gotta. This was a Katie one. She came up with it, so you gotta help me out, Katie Cat.
Okay.
In 10 seconds, please give me 5 different celebrities with clothing lines. Go.
Cher, Beyonce,
name them.
Tina Turner.
No.
Oh, I have to do the clothing line. have no idea.
No idea on that one.
I wear sweats all day. Sorry.
It's all right. Katie's wearing Skims by Kim Kardashian.
I am not, but that
could have been one. Kelly, Godspeed.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye,
have
Kelly.
Have a good one.
Bye. I got a Josh on the line. Hi, Josh.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're super dupes. I see that you're dropping your car off at the mechanic today.
Yes. Got the child safety locks don't work.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. That's a bummer.
Do you have children?
I do got 2, a 3-year-old and a 4-week-old.
Yeah, you want those to work.
Prime child lock safety time.
Yeah. What kind of car?
Definitely. Palisade, Hyundai.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Nice rides.
That's weird that they're not working. All right, well, I hope you get that figured out.
Definitely appreciate that.
Isn't it funny when you have adults in the back seat, though? Like, if you're giving people rides and the child safety locks are on and they can't get out, and you do that thing where you're like, we'll see you later.
Exactly.
And you go walking away.
It happens all the time with the in-laws.
Yes, all the time. And you're like, it never gets old. Like, okay, we'll see you when we get back. Is that just me? I don't know. All right, your letter right now is the letter M. M like moon, okay?
Okay.
I need, and you can only do one per brand, but I need 5 drinks that start with the letter M. Go.
Ooh. Milk, moonshine, margarita.
Yep. Come on.
Such a strong start.
Mountain Dew and Monster Energy.
Oh,
you even said that yesterday.
We did O yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, it was O.
It was O. I did M today. So like mug root beer. Come on now.
Oh.
Should have known that.
Dang. A mojito, a mocha.
Oh.
A martini.
There's so many.
So many.
Showing off.
Miller Lite.
Okay.
A Mellow Yellow. Maybe a cup of Maxwell House. I don't know.
Jeez.
Some mint tea. Oh. Josh, you really crapped the bed on this one, my friend.
I did. I really did.
Hey, buddy. It was really nice talking to you.
Thank you guys so much.
Good luck with your car, man.
You guys are awesome. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thanks so much.
Bye,
see
Josh.
You later. Jen.
Hi.
Hey, you. I see what you're doing on the screen, and you're the sweetest. Tell us what you're doing.
Oh. So my son is a specialist stationed at Fort Bliss in the United States Army, and every month I put together a package for him, all kinds of goodies, gift cards, and just so that he knows how much Mama loves him and misses him, and with the way the world is right now, you never know, and I want to make sure that he's okay.
I love you. You get me all choked up.
I know, and my heart just like wants it goes out to you right now, Jen. Just as a mom, I just want to hug you.
Are you able to send him things digitally? Like if we made this a podcast, could you send it to him?
Oh, I bet you I could. Absolutely.
Well, okay. Give him a shout out. What's his name?
He is Specialist Benjamin Marchbanks, stationed at Fort Bliss, 93rd Battalion. He's a military police officer in the United States Army.
Thank you for your service, Benjamin.
Yes.
We love
you,
dude.
And thank you, Mom.
Be safe.
Thank you, Mom, for raising such a good guy.
What's in the care package this time?
All kinds of goodies for when he's on patrol. He's in officer training as well to move up to a sergeant, and I can't be prouder.
You can make me tear up.
I know,
up.
Jen. You got us going this morning.
Aw. Thank you.
Well, I'll tell you what, Josh will pull this audio and he'll send it to you. Can you email him?
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll pull this audio and you can email him. Let him know he's famous in Denver right
now.
Yeah.
We're all thinking of him.
Role.
Thank you, Jen. I love
thank you.
You. All right, you ready for your fast five?
You. Absolutely. I'm going to try.
All right, focus. In 10 okay. seconds, give me five things you love about your son. Are you ready?
Are yes.
you, okay, you ready? Here we go. One, two, three, go.
He's brave, strong, amazing, outstanding, and an upstanding man.
And handsome, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Those are all great things, Jen.
Nobody better be mad at me today for that one. No. Jen, you just won Fast Five.
Thank you so much.
Hey,
thank
Jen.
You.
You're welcome. You go have a night out on us. We're sending you out to a Broadway musical at the Denver Center for Performing Arts. So that'll be a nice little night out for you to blow off some steam and have some fun and... you know, just a little moment in time not to worry about your son and what's going on us, okay?
Yes.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jen, and thank your son for his service from us, please.
I sure will, and I love you guys. You guys make my morning every day that I take my daughter to school, so thank you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Jen.
We can't thank you enough. Jen, I'm going to put you on hold before I start bawling like a baby.
I know, same.
You have a great day, and shout out to Benjamin.
Thank you.
All right, Jen, hold on. All right, that's how it's done right there. Making people happy this morning with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100, we'll play Fast Five again tomorrow morning, 7:30 here at Mix.